I'm Loretta Burr. I'm talking to you from Washington, D.C. Well, I've had a wonderful life and a wonderful career. I can't believe it, but I'm 77, I think. And I started with United when it was really a new company. And I wound up working on the ground and then for the chief pilot. Because you realize this was the beginning of wartime. And the thing is, when I joined United, I had to sign an agreement saying that I would leave when the boys came back from the war. So my temporary job from 1942, here I still am. I think that's called beating the odds. United was very much interested in flying overseas, but they didn't want to compete with British Overseas Airlines, Air France, where the government was supporting them. So United gave leaves of absence to our pilots and to our flight attendants and tried to set up an airline in competition. It was called Transocean. So my boss, who was the chief pilot in New York, said, well, why don't you let her, or would you let her work a trip? So my first trip was to London. And I was so excited about it. I think the most we carried at that time was 44 people. It was people that were emigrating from London to Canada. And we took them to Toronto. So we were coming over to pick them up and take them to leave England and to come to Canada. And they were all very young and very excited and interested. We did give them safety instructions and we fed them, but it certainly was nothing like we have today. One of the first safety items that I remember, we used to have a ladder in the coat room. We'd have to put the ladder out and you climb down it. Now, of course, we have inflatable slides. Fabulous. So this was really beginning of aviation. Really, that was a barnstorming operation. But when I joined United and started flying out of Denver, was my first base, we were right in the Rocky Mountain area. And we had DC-3s, DC-4s. We weren't pressurized. And some of them were just like the mountains. They were kind of rocky. You certainly couldn't get a high altitude. And if you got a high altitude, which we had to do, we'd have to put oxygen masks on people. Otherwise, you would suffer hypoxia. And there were a lot of men who thought, well, macho, they didn't need it. But I've had them pass out on the floor in front of me. One of the most recent flights I've done was from Washington to about Munich. I was working first class, and so these are people that now spend their life, a lot of it, in the air. They are seasoned travelers, and we appreciate each other. If they want to sleep or they would want to have their meal before you can try to accelerate the service, you do that. You can do that in economy. But then the people don't expect it either. Everybody on the original days looked forward to it. They dressed up. I think it's gotten to be more a chore for people nowadays.